many hot summer nights. I want the morning, not the night. Staying in.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Aluminum is not just found in soda and beer cans. The material is used in all sorts of things, from cell phones and solar panels to electric vehicles and airplanes. And demand for many of these products is growing rapidly.
So not only is demand increasing here in the United States, but it's increasing around the world, which adds up to a whole lot more aluminum.
Annie Sartor is with Industrious Labs, an organization focused on reducing the climate impact of aluminum and other industrial materials. She says aluminum production requires a lot of electricity, and in places like China, where more than half of the world's aluminum is produced, much of that electricity comes from burning coal. So it creates a lot of global warming carbon pollution. But in places where more electricity comes from renewables, for example, Canada, which uses a lot of hydropower, the climate impact is far less. Sartor says in many areas, renewable energy is becoming cost competitive.
Coal is not as cheap as it was comparatively around the world anymore.
So she says there's an opportunity for the industry to switch to using more clean energy and limit the harm aluminum production has on the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Pre-produced at my struggle bus in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Kuk-Kwetlem, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Tonight is the final new music episode and the final new episode of the year here on the Home of Burnaby Rock. It's also a return to form after a couple of clunkers. That set started with Universal Drum, which is a collaboration between Moon King, now based in Toronto, and Two Lanes from Detroit. Second up was Moonshine, the Montreal Collective, and then it was Riley Noemi. Riley Noemi is Juniper Wary, and her song Content was one of my top songs a few years ago. Riley is now based in Vancouver, so maybe she heard her song on the radio. From there, it was Manslaughter 777 and then Sassy 009. The Sassy 009 song was from 2017, and that's the song I Shazammed. Then it was Devin Schaefer and the new Frog. I had to chop the last 2.5 minutes of the Frog song. It is absolutely filthy. After that was the only song in the set from the last century. It was My Story Changes by Rick Penta from the year 1979, and I will play a clip so you'll know if you were right or not.
Not so much.
That was from a compilation from Anthology Records, and that means all of these other songs were from 2025, starting with Ellen Barbier, and then Danny Webster, then the show winner from Scoundrels, who were from here in Vancouver, then Sharp Pins, Vanity Mirror, New Smirk, Rubber Band Gun, and then Andrew Common. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. Up next at 8 o'clock is the Arts Show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Bored Crusade is up next. Happy holidays, happy new year, and have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.
Find it.
Ich bin Arndt Peltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Carpet right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and cjsf.ca. Hello, this is Arndt Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and cjsf.ca.
This is Bert.